Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Have a chance to win some bets and have a great time while we're doing it. Good morning. It is a daily tip on a BetMGM Network. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. Coming up on the show, everything we witnessed last night out by the bay with the Falcons and Niners going at it and Christian McCaffrey going off. Plus, the Blue Jays force a Game 7 tonight in Toronto after their win in Game 6 of the ALCS. In 20 minutes, more from Week 7 in the NFL. The Colts win again. The Broncos with a comeback for the ages. And then we'll name our Monday MVP at 6:40. Chelsea, it's a new week. How you doing?
Yeah, good morning. We were just talking about this. Now it officially feels like football weather to me, where it has that like slight crisp in the air. And I understand our neighbors up north have already gotten this. We know Dylan on staff lives in New England, and it's already cold up there. But here in the South, like, it's been, I don't know, don't they call it an Indian summer where it just goes on forever? Like, I feel like we have just had an extended summer to where even in October, we have had highs in like the 85 range. So now we finally got our first taste of 50. And I officially feel like it's football season here.
I love fall weather. I love winter weather. I'm a total freak like that. I love the cold. Maybe it's because I'm pasty white and you can see through me at times. I'm like translucent oftentimes. So I like the sun. I like being by the water. But normally during the winter, that's when I'm like, yeah, let's bundle up. And that, plus it feels like football weather to me. There's something about October baseball and football where when there's a chill outside, it feels right.
Yeah. And the sad part is that my Titans and meaningful football did not last till the cold weather.
It did not.
We only had the summer of 2025, basically. And then the fall rolled around. It's like, well, the season's over.
I was going to say, hell of a summer for the Titans. I keep telling people, you had a great summer at the Tennessee Titans. Hope was alive.
That one win, baby.
Oh, my God. What a win. Who'd they beat? Arizona? And it took like a comedy of errors. It took Arizona acting like the Keystone Cops to get that dub. But, you know, next week, well, maybe not next week. Next year is a new year. Let's just say that. Because what do you do? And I think this applies for a lot of teams. We're about to wrap up week 7. What do you do when you know that your season's over? Like, even that little bit of hope that you were holding on to is just like, it's gone. Do you keep watching? Do you give up? Do you toss a shot back and say, okay, here we go again, glutton for punishment? How do you handle that?
I think now we begin phase 2, which is stirring the pot for some of these good head coaches to get fired. You know, the people are like, oh, Mike Tomlin, we're tired of his shtick where he just goes to playoffs and loses in the first round. We'll take him. Oh, you're tired of John Harbaugh? He can come to Tennessee. So now that will be my main duty, is stirring the pot on some of these good head coaches. Because listen, even if that's like their ceiling, that ceiling is way better than the floor that we currently have in Nashville.
That is true. Be careful what you wish for, because you could end up like Tennessee or like the Raiders right now. Woof, that's another bad team. Lots of teams wishing for new head coaches and wishing for a different direction, and you just have to ride it out and hope that things get better in the future. So we got to get to what we saw last night. Before that, tell me about your bets.
Yeah. 2-1. Baseball was the bacon maker, of course. Over the weekend, my one prop, which normally I feel like my props are pretty solid, Rashee Rice was expecting to have a big game in his first debut with the Chiefs, but this game was out of hand. The Chiefs won this 31-0. It was an absolute blowout. So I feel like we didn't get many targets to Rashee Rice in the second half. So I had him over 56.5 receiving yards. He finished with 42. I believe he had 7 catches, though, and a touchdown. So it's not like he wasn't involved. He just did not get the yards. Cal Raleigh had a big night on Friday for me. Had him over 1.5 hits, runs, RBI. He had a home run in this game. He had 4 hits plus runs plus RBI. So that was a dub. And then the squad play of the day was the Dodgers -1 over the Brewers, which the Dodgers win in easy fashion, which was kind of like a microcosm of the series. A sweep for the Dodgers. So 2-1 for me over the weekend.
I only had that Dodgers bet. Started off the weekend weak, but then finished with 5 straight wins. So I will take that. As for the Donkster, great week as well. Houston -1 hosting Arizona, and Houston wins 31-28. So we wrap things up. Chelsea, you go 3-5-1. I go 6-4-1. And the Donkster, a perfect 5-0. Double D's degenerate parlay, 5-5. And a tough week for the squad parlay as we go 1-4. It is a Monday morning on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Appreciate you being with us. And let's tell you what we saw last night. Sunday Night Football by the Bay. The Niners down the Falcons 20-10. The Niners laying 2. Niners -130 on the money line. Total of BetMGM set at 47. The under hits, and a classic performance from Christian McCaffrey.
And here he is on the run inside, pushing the pile to the goal line, in for the touchdown. Have a day, have a night, CMC.
Mike Tirico with the call on NBC Sunday Night Football. CMC, 129 yards, 2 touchdowns on the ground with 200 total yards from scrimmage. His first such game in 6 years. This is his first 100-yard rushing game since he won NFL Offensive Player of the Year in 2023. He accounts for 62% of the team's yards from scrimmage, and the Niners win for the fourth time in 5 games. I have to say, I've been doubting San Francisco because right now you've got Mac Jones instead of Brock Purdy. They've had injury after injury, but the Niners are playing well and just kind of keep plugging along.
Yeah, I feel like my biggest takeaway from this game from a betting standpoint is that you have to look at Kyle Shanahan for Coach of the Year. I think he's definitely in the discussion now. I understand that the narratives kind of go against him in this one because he's not a new coach, you know, and they have a very easy schedule. But what he's been able to do with this roster that continues to be decimated by injuries, because remember, the defense was missing a huge part, missing Fred Warner, who is basically one of the biggest pieces of their defense. And the defense really shone last night. We know the Falcons are kind of inconsistent, but limiting them to just 10 points was a big deal on a night where the offense really didn't get going too much. It was simply the Christian McCaffrey show. So I think when you look at this roster, and again, if you're thinking about who you think should win Coach of the Year in the NFL, I think that Kyle Shanahan certainly has a chance.
Yeah, he's right there. It really goes to show how much a head coach can make a difference for your football team, because anyone else in this position, or very few other coaches in this position, could make this work when you're out of Fred Warner, when you have a guy like Nick Bosa who is out for the season, and then they've been banged up at other areas as well, like on the O-line or at receiver in particular. So with a lot of head coaches, you're like, man, this season is over. And look, they're playing Mac Jones, who was okay last night. I know a lot of people are going to be clamoring.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
For Mac Jones instead of Brock Purdy, but no matter who it has been at quarterback, no matter who it has been filling in for these guys who've been injured, it did help to have George Kittle back in the lineup. CMC said that after the game. But ultimately, when you have so many moving parts and so many guys who haven't been able to play together, to be able to piecemeal winning 4 out of 5 in the NFL is a big deal. And you're absolutely right. That is a credit to Kyle Shanahan and why he continues to be one of the best in the league.
Yeah, I was looking at the odds because they don't have this listed at BetMGM Tennessee right now. But I think at some other books that shall not be named, Kyle Shanahan 8-1, Mike Vrabel +320, and your favorite is still, rightfully so, Shane Steichen of the Colts. But a funny story from last night's game. So we know George Kittle made his return last night for the Niners. So I'm watching this game with my 5-year-old. So they did this like close-up shot of George Kittle's face. And you know, he has that like wild man hair. And he was making these like wild expressions where he's just like, and my daughter's like, I don't want to watch this anymore, Mommy. I said, it's not a scary movie. It's just George Kittle. He just hasn't had a haircut in a while. I promise you, he is a very nice guy. But we did have a scary moment during Sunday Night Football.
I'm glad she didn't see Dan Lanning after Oregon beat Penn State. Mommy, what's wrong with this guy? Is he on drugs? That wouldn't have been good.
Well,
George Kittle is frightening, though, I will say.
Well, I think it was the eyes and the wild hair. Like, he looked like he would be on, like, a cartoon as, like, a bad guy or something. But as far as, like, Dan Lanning goes, like, the excitedness, that doesn't get to her because, like, that's most cartoon characters.
I don't know if you remember this,
Jenks, from growing up. Like, there are some, like, really weird cartoon characters that you get to be an adult and you're like, that's kind of strange. I don't know who wrote this, but this was not intended for children. But I suppose we should get back to football on this one. So what's your takeaway on the Falcons now? Because I think there are some takeaways for me is that I feel like I always put the Falcons and the Jaguars in the same category where sometimes they can look really good, but then other times they look really bad. They're just not a consistent football team.
Yeah, I think the Falcons are one of those teams where, and I think this happens when you have a rookie quarterback, essentially, even though I know Michael Penix Jr. is in his second season. And it's not all on him. You know, I don't want to be that guy where it's always on Michael Penix Jr. when you're not winning, because there are different issues there. I thought the Niners defense did a great job stepping up late, especially in the fourth quarter, had a couple of huge stops on like a 4th and 1. They stopped Bijan Robinson. Penix Jr. was looking for Drake London. That was a breakup. So that was impressive from San Francisco. But I think when you have a team that does have a younger quarterback, you're more apt to have inconsistent play. We're going to have a good game and a bad game, a good game and a bad game. And I kind of think that's where the Falcons are.
Even though if you can't stop the run, like that's definitely
also
not a
that.
Quarterback. but it should be noted, like, I think sometimes people forget how dominant Christian McCaffrey used to be. Because, like, you saw some of those runs and it was just pure talent and pure skill and him just bullying through the line of scrimmage. So, like, some of those are holes that need to be filled, and some of those, you know, it just needs to be better tackling. But Christian McCaffrey is very, very hard to stop. But, like, the defense deserves some credit in this loss as well.
Yes, I absolutely agree with that. Hard to believe it's been 2 years since CMC had 100 yards on the ground, but he did it last night against Atlanta. Next up for the Falcons, they host the Dolphins on Sunday. The Niners visit the Texans. Last night in baseball, ALCS, Game 6, The Blue Jays beat the Mariners 6-2. Blue Jays minus 125 on the money line. You're over under at BetMGM, 7.5. The over hits by that half run. Blue Jays on top 2-0 in the third inning when Addison Barger adds to the lead.
Lifts one in the air, right center field. It is good.
What an atmosphere. Call courtesy of FS1. Barger 2-for-3 with that long ball and 3 RBI. Vladdy Jr. goes yard again in the sixth inning, his sixth home run of the postseason. And Trey, you savage on the mound for Toronto. Strikes out 7 5 2/3. We get a game 7 tonight at Rogers Center. This has been a great series. Unlike the Dodgers series, which was like, whoo, gone. This has been great.
Ah, two best words in sports. Game 7. And especially two franchises that you can tell that they're just yearning for this. Because, you know, the Mariners have never won a World Series. The Blue Jays, I think they said the last time they played a Game 7 was like 24 years ago or something like that.
Yeah.
So both of these fan bases, you can tell that they can just taste it. A trip to the World Series. But as far as predicting goes, Jenks, I'm stumped on this one. Like, momentum has had so many swings in this series, and it feels like these teams are so evenly matched that I am not so sure who I am picking to face the Dodgers, but I do know one thing. I will be watching this game.
It's going to be great. I'm staying up late for this one. This is going to be great. This is going to be fantastic theater. I cannot wait. Also, Vladdy Jr., man. He started off slow in this series. It's kind of like with Shohei, and we'll talk about Shohei later on because what we saw over the weekend from him was just still my jaws dropping. I've never seen anything like that. No one has ever seen anything like that. But Vladdy Jr. started this series 0-for-7, and you thought, isn't it just a matter of time before he does something? Same thing with Shohei, right? He was struggling early. You're like, isn't it a matter of time before these superstars start playing like superstars? And that's what we've seen from Vladdy Jr., who now has 6 home runs in the postseason. So it's not a coincidence that all of a sudden he starts hitting, and here come the Blue Jays.
Yeah, and also didn't expect it to be a big Addison Barger game, but yeah, here we stand. Also, I think it shows a lot of maturity from Trey Savage to go out there and absolutely shove. You know, after an appearance where he got absolutely rocked, like, well, maybe not rocked. Maybe that was George Kirby I'm thinking of. But still, Trey Savage has been kind of up and down, had a great performance against the Yankees. Then in this series, he was kind of hit up a bit. And then to throw what he did last night, where he felt like he was having a dominant performance, I think it was till the sixth inning, and they were just raving about him on the broadcast. And then Josh Naylor just hits one into orbit. But still, overall, a very great bounce-back performance from one of the young starters in the Blue Jays. That is his sixth career MLB start. That's crazy.
It's crazy. Sometimes it's good to be young and dumb, you know? Not that he's dumb, but you know what I'm saying? Where you're just not. This guy's really stupid, but man, he can throw a splitter. But you know, sometimes when you're just that young and you don't, it's not that you don't understand the implications. You're just going out there and playing free because you're not in your head about it. And he was fantastic. Game 7, this evening in Toronto, Blue Jays a short minus 125 favorite on the money line. Coming up next, back to football. A comeback for the ages in the Mile High City. More from Week 7 is next here on the Daily Tip.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.